The Little Mermaid. Far out at sea, the water is blue as the bluest cornflower. It is clear as glass and deeper than any anchor chain can reach. There live the mer people down in the deep. You may think that there is nothing at the bottom of the ocean but white sand. That is not so. The most wonderful trees and plants and water flowers grew on the ocean floor, and all kinds of fish flit in and out among the sea branches. In the deepest place of all lives the king of the mer people, in a palace made of coral and mussel shells. Once upon a time the king had 6 mermaid daughters. The youngest mermaid was the most beautiful of all. Her hair was long, like spun gold, and her eyes were a lovely sea green. And like her sisters, the youngest mermaid had no feet. Her body ended in a fish tail. All day long the mermaids played in halls, where water flowers grew out of the walls. And when the castle windows were opened, fish swam in and out, just as birds sometimes fly in when we open windows. Some of the fish even let the little mermaids pat them. Outside the palace, each of the mermaids had her own garden, which she could plant however she wanted. One mermaid had a whale-shaped flower bed. Another had one shaped like herself. The youngest mermaid's flower bed was round, and the flowers in it were red and gold, the colors of the sun. And in the middle of her garden was a statue of a handsome boy, carved out of clear white stone. The little mermaid found the statue inside a wrecked ship. The little mermaid was happy in her sea home. But one of the things she liked best was to hear her grandmother talk of the world above, of ships and cities and human people. How the little mermaid longed to see this world.
"When you are 15," said her grandmother, "you will be allowed to go up out of the sea and sit on the rocks and look for yourself."
This was a privilege to be given all the mermaids on their 15th birthday. Each sister promised to tell the others what she saw on Earth when it was her turn to go up. But none was so full of longing to go as the youngest mermaid.